Okay, today we start the second paragraph, Paracosin Pasin. We've had this referred to this case a couple times before, but now we have it in the Mishnah itself. Beginning of the second parak, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Othin Pasin Libi Rose, Arba Diumda Nir Kishmona, Divrei Yehuda, Remeir Omer, Shmona Nir Kishnemas, or Avara Diumda Vavara Pshutin. What does all this mean? Background is that on the way, at least according to Rashid, this is talking about the Oli Regala. When the Bnei Yisrael used to go up to the Ola Regal in Yerushalayim, they used to have to stop at camp overnight and they had to give water to their animals. And the problem was that the water was in these pits or wells, as we'll talk about both of those in the Gemara, and the pits were 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, so they were there in a, what was considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and they have to give it to their animals, which were standing outside the bar, which was in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So they had to create a Rosh Hashanah Yachid on the top of the bar, so that they could feed their animals when they encamp. So how do you create this Rishus HaYachid is the point of dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says that what you're allowed to do is to have Arba'a Diyumdin, four right-angle mechitzos on the four corners of the area that you were trying to enclose. And if you have the picture book, it's picture number 124. Each Diyumdin, we'll see that it's called a Diyumdin because it's Du Amud, it's two sides. Each side is the length of an amma, six tefachim, and as long as you have those surrounding on the four corners, so that is a symbolic mechitza, and we could be mako and allow, because this is a tzara gadol, it's the Oli Regalim, other Rishonim say it's labdafka the Oli Regalim, but at least according to Rashi, it's the tzara gadol of the Oli Regalim, that's why we're allowed to have these four zoomed in there, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's lashon of nir and kishmona. It appears like eight, because each of these right angle walls have two sides to it, so it appears as if there are four walls there. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Meir's Shmona. No, you need eight parts altogether. Nirin Kishdemasar. Arba Diyumdin Rabba Pshutin. We'll see what case Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are disputing, but on the Rabbi Meir's the Pashas is saying at this point that you need in between these four right angle points in the corners, you need a straight Mechitza in between on all the sides. That means adding four, and it's 12 altogether instead of eight. We'll see exactly which is the case under the machlokes on tomorrow's daf. That's on Yud Tes. It's continues the Mishnah. Govan Asara. All of these have to be 10 tefachim high, because as we learned, that is the height of a mechitza. Govan Asara tefachim v'rachban shisha, and they have to be the width of six tefachim, which we said is an amma. So each side is an amma long. V'ovyon kol shehu, their thickness is a kol shehu, there's no specific shear. Ubeinehen, how much space are you allowed to have in between these walls? That's also a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, Kamali shtei revakos shel shalosh shalosh bakar. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, the size of that could fit two teams of oxen going through at the same time. Two teams of oxen, that's what Rabbi Meir says. And as the Gemara is going to explain, that's 10 amos. No more. As long as you have 10 amos in between, so that is good enough for a mayor to allow you to have these pasin libi rows. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and that's in the picture, right? The picture in 126 shows these cows, three going in, three going out with their equipment on, and that is the shear, that's 10 amos according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says you have a little more space. Shal arba, of two teams of animals, but of four animals each. So that is a little larger space in between. As the Gemara is going to say, that's 13 and a third amos. But Rabbi Yehuda says, shuros velo mutaros. They have to be tied up and not loose. Again, that's a chumra, because it can't be loose. That means even more space. It has to be tied up. So that halacha is a chumra. But achas nechnechas, achas yotzeis, this one is a kula. Because it's not that six are going in all the same direction. It's three going in and three going out. Whenever there's friction, so then it's harder. You need more space. Let's say if everybody's going in one doorway at once, so then that requires less space than three people trying to go in and three people trying to go out. That would require more space. So achad echlef, achad yotzeis is a kula to have a little more space. So that is the halacha of the Mishnah. That you're allowed to have these pasin libi raus. So let's stop for a minute and deal with Tosfos' issue. Tosfos, which is the older Rishonim, Osin arba diyumdin. Says the toast, first toast is in the parak. V'hadam la'el hachi agmei rachmana lamosha lo tifrots ruba. Toast's problem, which all the Rishonim ask, that is, we have a Gemara earlier on Daf Tesvav, which used the lashon of hachi agmei rachmana lamosha. Hashem told Moshe, don't have parrots merubah la'omeid, which seems to say that it's a din d'oraisa. paris ruv below me. That's a psul daraisa. So if it's a psul daraisa, how could all of a sudden, at the beginning of this parak, we say, osin pasen l'biros, the chazal could say, because it's difficult, the only regalim, you're allowed to be mekel. If it's a din daraisa, you can't be mekel. If it's a din darabanan, they can relax the din darabanan in certain cases. But if it's a din daraisa, paris ruv below me, then the rabbanan can't say, oh, you don't have to worry about it. So there are a number of answers given in the Rishonim. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, no, that problem of Paras Ruv Omeid, Hainu Hecha, the Lekasham Dalad Mechitzos, Ki Hacha, the Hoel Ve'ika, B'chol Tzad Amma, Mikan, Amma, Mikan, Chashe Pesach. The only time when Paras Ruv Omeid is a problem on a Daraisa level, if there are no Mechitzos there. If there are no Mechitzos, so then you have the problem of Paras Ruv Omeid. But here there are Mechitzos. There's symbolic Mechitzos. But you have an Amma on each side. As we said, each side of his yumdan is an amma. So that's why, says Tosfos, is not a problem here. What exactly does Tosfos mean? We're not going to get into it so much, but if you want to do more research, Reb Chaim, Al Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Tezayin, discusses what pshat of this Tosfos is. But that is answer number one of Tosfos. The Rashba and the Ritva quote the Shita of the Ravid, which is, in essence, is the second answer. The Ravid says, don't take that Gemara earlier so literally. Even though it says Haki Agmarei Rachmana, it doesn't mean really the Torah didn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Paras Ruv Ala Omeid is a Din Daraisa. Really, it's a Din Darabanan. Paras Ruv Ala Omeid is a Psul Darabanan. Daraisa, it's okay, even if Paras is Ruv Ala Omeid. Aye, so what do you do with that Lashon? So the Ritva and the Rashba both say, what does that mean? Derachmana Agmarei Lamoshe Misinai Shekena Sidin Chachamim Lasakein. As many Chazal say, Dinan Darabanan Moshe Rabbeinu knew about Komasha Talmud Vasek Asa L'chadesh. He knew about a lot, but it doesn't say it goes into effect and it's applicable and obligatory right away. That's what it means. Yes, he told him, but it's not that means that is a din d'oraisa. That is the second answer. The Ritva kind of has, after he quotes the Ravid, he doesn't like it, he quotes a kind of opposite answer. The Ravid said that don't take that Gemara so literally. Here's the Ritva here says, don't take this Gemara, this Mishnah, as we first understood it as a din d'rabbanan. This Mishnah itself is a din d'oraisa. As the Ritva says, we learned earlier in the Masechta that Mechitzin are Halacha Moshe Misinai, so there are a lot of details within Mechitzin. So this is one detail of Mechitzin that was also part of Halacha Moshe Misinai. As earlier we had before that, you have a concept of Chatzitza, and that's the details were given later on, but it also might be part of Halacha Moshe Misinai. So says the Ritva, Ki Mechitzin Halacha Moshe Misinai Ve'in Kulam Shavos. There are so many different halachas in mechitza. You have pitik or yord v'sosim, good achas mechitza, ain't bikias gemalim mevatzla, mechitza's da alma, they're mevutal with bikias gedim, if animals could go in. He says, kachu din Torah, so too here. The kol sheish mechitza shlemos bezavios, shir ama l'chol tzad, kein pasi biros, shepas echad chashuva mechitza gemura, v'lo tipasim shabirtu ba'olam. That's part of the din d'oraisa. V'ro chachamim, and the chachamim said, you should only use the din d'oraisa in a certain case, for the only regalim. But lav dafka, this is the Rabbanan. This is a din d'oraisa, which Chazal limited to use in litzorech cases. But that is a third approach of the Ritva to answer our question of Tosfos. Tosfos gives one answer, the Ravid is the second answer, the Ritva is the third answer. Okay, the Sfas Emes also gives an answer we're not going to go into. Continues the Mishnah, second to last line of the Amud. Mutzalak of the Be'er, where do you have to make these pasin? How close to the Be'er are you allowed to make it? And how far away can you? So first, how close? So Mutalak of the Be'er, the Mishnah says you could move him very close to the well, Ubilvad Shetehe Para Rosha Veruba Bifnim Vishosa, as long as there's room for the cow's head and most of his body to be on the inside and drink. Look at picture 127 as a picture of the cow drinking. So the pasuk could be very close as long as there's enough room for the cow on each side to be able to drink. The Gemara is going to say on Dachites that this is two amos. Two amos, but that's what it says. Ubilvad Shetehe Para Rosha Veruba Bifnim Vishosa. There is, quoted in the Ritva, quoted in other Rishonim as well, a Machlokas Rishonim, about is there one shear for all animals? Do you say that a parah has its shear, and the gamel has its shear, and the aes has its shear, the goats and the camels and all the different animals have the different shear? Or do you say, no, it's all one shear? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. But at least the Mishnah here talks about the parah. The parah, Rusha Rusha, Ruba Befnei Vishosa, period. So that's in terms of how close. Mutter Laharfik Kol Shehu, Ubavacha Yarba Bepasin. What about how far away? So it says you're allowed to be marathic culture. You're allowed to throw as far away as possible, as far as you want. But you have to add pasin, because as we said before, there's a limit in terms of the distance between the pasin. Reb Meir had said 10 amos, and Reb Yehuda had said 13 and a third amos. So you can have more than that. So if you want to make a larger area, that's fine, but you just have to add the pasin. Reb Yehuda Omer at Beis Asayim. Reb Yehuda says, no, there is a limit. There's a limit to how far, how large you can make the area. A Beis Asayim. Beis Asayim, which is 5,000 cubic Amos. Amru lo, the Chacham answered Rabbi Yehuda, Beis HaSayim isn't applicable here. Lo Amru Beis HaSayim el Lagina v'Karpeif. No, the Shir Beis HaSayim is only said regarding a garden and a Karpeif. Well, this is the Yesod, the din that we're going to have a number of times in the Masechta. Let's explain it now. There's a concept that even if a area is surrounded by walls, but if it was not made to be lived in, to have it be a dira, so then even if it has walls around it, if it's very, very large, it's not called a Rishos HaYachid. If it's a small place and has walls around it, it doesn't matter why it was made. But if it's a very large area, more than Beis HaSayim, more than 5,000 cubic amos, if it wasn't what's called Hukaf Ladira, as Rashi in the first skinny line says, She'ein HaKefam Ladira, Karvet Hekav Gadol Chutz L'ir, so if you didn't make the area L'Shem Dira, so that if it's more than Beis HaSayim, so then it's not considered a Rishos HaYachid. That is a din which we're going to have a number of times. But that's what the Chacham say back to Rabbi Yehuda. What are you bringing in Beis HaSayim here? Beis HaSayim doesn't have anything to do with this. This is only about, Beis HaSayim is regarding a karpe, shel hukaf ledira. But here, the pasin, avalam haya deer, but if the Chacham continue, but if it's you have a deer, what's a deer? Rashi says if you split up your field into different areas and you put your animals in one area for 2 weeks, another area for 2 weeks, because you want to fertilize the ground, so the animals will live in a certain area, and after 2 weeks, the ground will be very fertilized. That's a deer. Oh, sahar is another place where you keep the animals. Oh, muksa, or backyard, chaser, or a yard. I feel the base asar kur and mutter. As big as you want it, there's always mutter. So they say the Chacham say back to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no limit on how far away the pasin are allowed to be, as long as you add in, they don't have so much distance between them. As the Mishnah continues again, mutter lahakal kol shu b'vachi arba b'pasin. You're allowed to be marking as much as you want, make them so wide, as long as you're marba b'pasin, so that there's no space more than 10 amos or more than 13 and a third amos between these pasin. It's an important Rashi here, which the Bir Halacha picks up on. The last Rashi on the Mishnah, the Rashi here says, "V'chatzer shulafnei batim to kol hani akefen ladirahu v'hani pasi biros nami." And also, these pasi biros were hukaf ladira. Ho'olu meimei and ruin l'shtias adam tashvish dira ma'al yisachem. Because they're roy for a person to drink is called roy hukaf ladira. Why does Rashi say ruin l'shtias adam? Right, you're giving your animals to drink. Why does that have to be roy l'shtias adam? So the Bir Halacha at the beginning of Shin Nun Ches says points to this Rashi. And that's the simen on the top in the Shulchan Aruch. It's called Hekef Shulahukaf Ladira. Kagol Ganos Metapeitzim, etc. Shainim Suyim Elalushmar Besofan. Let's say you made something not to be Makifit Ladira, but just to guard what was in it. Asru Chacham Latalta Besofa Yosem Arba Amos Imu Yosem Yibes Osayim. Right? Now that you have to treat it like not a Rishos HaYachid, treat it like Rishos HaRabim, if it's, or at least a Carmelist, if it's more than Beis HaSayim, if it wasn't Hukaf Ladira. Says that in that Bir Halacha, he says, the Da'od, as far as Rashi, and he continues, Sarach Iyun Lachora, Minalahu Ha. Where does Rashi get this from? But Milo Nema Kipshuto, that it's Miyucha Ladiras Behema, and that's enough. So for some reason, Rashi says, Roy Ladiras Adam is needed, but Mir Alacha points out that there's no right, there's no Makar really for this, and other Rishonim do not agree. Okay, now we go to the Gemara. So the Gemara here has three different Tanaim are against the Mishnah, and each one is going to be rejected. That maybe the Tan is not against the Mishnah. First, the Megara says, "Lemi lasi zedulo kachananya." Maybe our Mishnah is against the following Chananya. The Tanya Chananya says, "Well, first the Tanakama says, Omsin pasin lebaor v'chaval l'shayara." The Tanakama says, "You're allowed to make pasin. You're allowed to make these boards up for a bar to fill up water in a bar, v'chaval l'shayara. But for a shayara, we had at the end of the previous parak, for a caravan of three people." And you want to create a riches around them. It's not dafka for the Oli Regalim, but for Shayara, so then we don't allow you just to put up pasit on the corners. You have to pull up ropes. You have to pull ropes all around the area, which is a higher standard that is required. Hananya Omer Hanani says, no, you don't even allow that. Chavolin labor avalopasin. Hanani says, no, for a bor too, you need ropes. So not, and you can't have just pasin. So the part that was quite the Gemara is, isn't Hananya against our Mishnah? Because he rejects the whole concept. So Gemara says, no, afilutema Hananya. Even Chananya could agree to our Mishnah, bor lachud be'er lachud, but we weren't medayik in the language. There's a difference between a bor, a pit filled with water, and a be'er, a well, that naturally has spring water coming out of it. In the Mishnah, what's the difference between the two? The issue is, as Rashi explains, that a bor could run out of water. And if a bor runs out of water, and then you have no usage, you don't have the heter anymore of the Oli Regalim, then you need the water. If there's no water left in there, a be'er will never run out. It's connected to the natural springs. So when does Chananya, what's the Mishnah talking about that allows it? That's by a Be'er, Biraos, and Be'eros, that's what the Mishnah's talking about. That's what Chananya would agree to. What's Chananya talking about? That he does not allow Boros, because he's worried that you're going to run out and continue to use the Heter. That's one version. Ikadamri, another version with Chananya. Midaloktani Chananya Omaros Achavon Labor Pasan Labeir. Since Chananya doesn't make the Beferish chilik between Bor and Be'er, Michlalin must be to Chananya Loshna Bob Loshna Be'er. Chavon and Pasan Lo. Since he doesn't make a chilik, it must be that Chananya does not distinguish between Bor and Be'er, and both require Chavon, ropes all around it, and not Pasan. Leim Masiz Diloka Chananyas. Therefore, let's say the Chananya is against our Mishnah. So my answer is no. I feel the same Chananya. Now, even the army should even be Chananya. Because what Chananya, why is he talking about Boros only and not Be'eros? Because he's just answering what the Tanakama was talking about. But really, he would agree that Be'er is okay. But the Tanakama was just speaking about Boros. That's why he spoke about Boros too. But Lamaskana, according to both versions, Chananya could work out with our Mishnah. That was number one. Number two. Let's say our Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah later on. Ditznan. Rabbi Akiva says, Echod Be'er Harabim, Ve'echod Bar Harabim, U Be'er Hayachid, Osim Lahem Pasin. Rabbi Akiva says, in all these three cases, if you have a bor of the tzibur, a public bor, or a be'er of either the tzibur or the yachid, you can make pasin. What's the issue of tzibur and yachid? The issue is that if it's of a tzibur, then each one would remind each other. So there's less worry by a bor of the rabbim, but there is a worry by a bor of the yachid. So it says Rabbi Akiva, as long as you have one ma'al yutza, so then it's good enough. So a be'er of the rabbim has both. It'll never run out, and it's of the tzibur. A bor of the rabbim has one mal yusa, it's of the rabbim, and the be'er of the yachid has one mal yusa, it's a be'er. So by all those cases, you're allowed to rely on the heter of pasin to put these corner posts up. Av a bor ha'yachid osel mechizik v'asar atvachim, divrei Rabbi Akiva. But by a bor of a yachid, a private bor, which might run out, then there's nobody else to remind you, that's the worst case. And for that, you have to build a real mechizah. You can't rely on the pasin. Bilo hacha, and that's what Rabbi Akiva says. But our Mishnah says, tanili biros. Says biros in laboros lo. Our Mishnah seems to say all be'eros are okay, but no boros. And Rabbi Akiva allows you by a bar of a rabbin. So our Mishnah seems to be more limited than Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So my answer is no. I feel the same of Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva can fit into our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah then only talk about be'er? Because be'er mayim chayim psikal eitel losha rabbin losha the yachid ktani. Our Mishnah just wants to say clear kadinim. So be'eros, it's clear. All be'eros are okay. You're allowed to make pasin. That's why he talks about be'eros. Bor mechunasin de lo psikale loktani, but a bor where the water is mechunas, it's not clear because some are good, some are bad. Yachad and Rabim, that's why it does not say it in the Mishnah. But again, no raya that Rabbi Kiva is against our Mishnah. And finally, number three, leiv masisin de lo Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Maybe our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba in that same Mishnah. Titzan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba omer einos impasin elo beram bovad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba has the most limited shita. You're only allowed to make pasin around where you have both two mal uses. It's a be'er and it's a the Rabim. That's what he says. And our Mishnah says, Lebeiros, all Beiros, Moshe Adram, Moshe Adyachid. Right? So our Mishnah seems to be more expansive than the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Answers the Gemara, no, I feel the same Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. My Beiros, Beiros to Alma. No, when it says Beiros in the Mishnah, it means all Beiros. What does Dafka mean, Rabbim and Yachid? All Beiros of the Rabbim. But in a Finami, maybe Beiros of the Yachid, the Mishnah wouldn't allow either. So either way, the Maskana is that the Mishnah, that Lav Dafka is against any of these Tanakh. Mara ends off. My Diyumdin. What is the language of Diyumdin in the Mishnah? Amr Rabbi Yirmi ben Elazar. Diyo Amudin. To Amudin. That's where it gets the language of the Mishnah. And because we have this last statement of Rabbi Yirmi ben Elazar, so now we're Zochet to have two blots of Agadata in the all statements of Rabbi Yirmi ben Elazar about various different topics in Shas. Okay. Tzran Hasa. Says the Mishnah in Demai. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. What is Demai? If you remember, Demai is food that was bought from an Am Haaretz. An Am Haaretz is somebody who was chashed that he didn't take off Chumus or Maeseros. And though Rove Am Haaretz Maasrenhein, both Am Haaretz take off Chumus or Maeseros. Again, some of them, they do take off Chumah Gedola because they're scared of it. They don't take off Maeser Rishon, and they don't take off Chumas Maeser because Chumas Maeser comes out of the Maeser Rishon. So they don't take off certain Chumas or Maeseros. So the Rove Am Haaretz Maasrenhein, Rove do, but it's a Dindra Abanan that you still have to be mafred Chumus or Maeseros because there is a miyut that is not ma'aser. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, kol ha-shisin peturin. Shisin, which Rashi explains, are bad figs, very inferior figs. They're putter from Demai. You could assume that the Amaretz himself took off Chumas and Maeseretz because they're so bad dates. So therefore, you could assume he wasn't makpid to keep it for himself, and he took off Chumas and Maeseretz. Chutz min ha-diyufra. Except for the diyufra, because the diyufra is a chashiv one. So we have to be worried about that. My diyufra, what is diyufra? Why is it called diyufra? Amar Ula Ilan Haosed Dio Peros Bashana. An Ilan that makes two Peros Bashana. Among others, it has two growth cycles. And it blossoms twice and it produces fruit twice twice a year. That is what we'll say. I saw one of the Achronim point out that maybe this Gemara is against the Savar Rabbi Huda HaChassid. Why? Because in Savar Rabbi Huda HaChassid it says any tree that the will of Rabbi Huda HaChassid, it's a famous will where he has many different quote-unquote laws that about shaving on Rosh Chodesh and marrying somebody with the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law having the same name. Many different issues that some are mocked about. So there it says that any tree that produces fruit twice a year, you have to cut it down. This Gemara seems to say it's a good thing, right? The Yod Yufra is the chash of figs. Some say that it's against the Gemara. So 2 points. Number one is that in general, we discussed in the past the truth. I think we did when we did Maseches Brachas on one of the daf in there. We discussed that the truth of the Noda Bihuta, where he talks about the Tzavah of Bihuta HaChassid, where he says that if you look in the Tzavah of Bihuta HaChassid, there are many things that are foolish against the Gemara and against Halacha. For example, he says that it's usur for an uncle to marry his niece, and we know the Gemara says it's a mitzvah for an uncle to marry the niece, among other halachas. But he said, so what are you supposed to do when you have one of the great Baalei HaMasorah that say things that are mefurish against halacha that we know in Shas? And you can't argue on anything in Shas. That's what he says. You can't argue after Shas, argue with a Rishon. Okay, but argue on anything in Shas. It's really a Ramon Choshe Mishpat that already says. You're not allowed to argue on anything in Shas. Ravina Verabashi Sofora is the language of the Gemara. So what do you say? So you have two options, says the Noda Bihuda. Either you say he wasn't one of the Baalei HaMasorah, which we don't want to say here, because we know he was a Yehuda HaChassid. The other option to say is that really he didn't mean this for Klal Yisrael. He just meant this for his family. He meant this for his own family. He saw that certain zivugim wouldn't be olin yafeh. He saw that certain halachos he wanted to institute into his family, because he saw that would be proper for his family. But we'll have to ask if he meant it for all of Klal Yisrael. So too, maybe he saw something, you say that here too. He didn't mean it to be halacha for everybody. You don't have to say it's against the Gemara, but I saw one of the other Achronim who say that no, maybe his whole pshat is only a tree that's supposed to produce only one fruit a year, and it produces two, so it's Mishana from its Teva. That's the problem. He was talking about a tree that's supposed to produce twice a year. So that's why even he would agree that this wouldn't be included in the Seva. Okay, either way, it's an important Shuvah, the Noda Bihuda, to know about. Continues the Gemara. Amr, Rabbi Ben Elazar, Dio. So once we're talking about twos, we're going to talk about the two faces of Adam Arisha. The yo parts of Panim Hayalol Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon had two faces. Shenemar Achar Vakedem Sartani. Pasuk in Tehillim says, Achar, back and front, you created me. And therefore he had two faces. One of them was Chava, as the Gemara says right now. It's subject to a machlokas. Ksiv, even Hashem Elokim Azat Tzela, Hashem built the Tzela, the rib. But says the Gemara, the rib, even though we translate it as rib, is a machlokas, what exactly Chava was built from. Rav Shmuel Chanamar Parsif, one said, really, it was just a two-faced figure. And Chava was really part of Adam. The Chanamar Zadav, it came from the tail. The Adam was built with a tail, and from that tail, Hashem fashioned Chava. If you think about it, what other creature, terrestrial creature, doesn't have a tail? Humans seem to be, if not the only, one of the only ones without the tail. So this is maybe a smach to that cheetah, Chanamar Zadav, because that's what happened to man's tail. So there's machlokas about Chanamar, parts of Chanamar, So I understand the pasuk of achar, front and back, you created me. If you say there are two parts of him, that's front and back. Elamanda amar zonav my achar v'kedem sartani. But according to the one who says it was the tail, so what is achar v'kedem sartani? Kid Rabbi Ami, maybe it's coming to teach me Rabbi Ami. Demar Rabbi Ami achar the ma'aseh b'reishis. Achar means he was last in creation. The kadam l'puranis, but he was first to get punished. Bishlama achar l'ma'aseh b'reishis to lo ivri ad ba'ali shapsa. I understand what it means. He was last achor to my separations because he was created last out of all the creatures. He was created late Friday afternoon. Elavakadam lepuranus mai he. What about first to puranus? Ile mishum klala. What, he was cursed first? He got the first punishment in history? That's not true. Puppets chilin is kalam nachash. Shul basov is kalam chav. Shul basov is kalam adam. Nachash, the snake got it first, and then chav, and then adam. Right? Hashem punished in that order. Ella. So what does that mean? That he was first in punishment, l'mabel, in the mabel story, he was first. Man was first. And everything was punished from the people to the animals, the chulu. So people were punished first. Why were the animals? Because as punished, the Chazal say that they also were mizdavik b'she'en amina. They also mizdavik b'she'en amina. What do you mean, animals? So the Beis Halevi writes in Parshas Noach that the behavior of people influence nature around them. And if people behave in an adulterous fashion, in a fashion that mixes and matches the species, animals will follow. And that's what the Beis Halevi says. It brings rise from different midrashim that the teva around in a certain area is always influenced by the behavior of the people in that area. Before we continue, there's a fascinating shuvah of Shvus Yaakov where he quotes our Gemara. Shvus Yaakov and Chelek Aleph Siman Dalid, the fourth shuvah in all of the Shvus Yaakov, there was a baby born in front of the Shvus Yaakov, a non-Jewish baby. So the Shiloh was just asked conceptually, what would happen if this was a Jewish baby? Shaila was, it was a baby that was brought. It was Siamese twins. It was babies that were connected at the head. And he describes it that if you look at the back of these babies, they have two totally separate bodies. But if you look at the back of the head, it looks like there's one very wide head with two ears, one on the right side, one on the left side. But if you look at the front, there's two faces. There's totally two beings here. The only thing they're missing is the inner ear. The baby on the right doesn't have a left ear. The baby on the left doesn't have a right ear. But they're totally connected. Shaila was, if Chas v'Shalom, this type of baby is born to Jewish babies, so then what's the din regarding various halachas? That was the Shaila. So he says, Shalta hashoel stam kesheilas hasam. Mikomakam lo ashipanev. You asking me not a halacha lamaisa, right? You're just saying, if it would happen, but I'm going to answer you anyway. So first he goes to Gemara Menachos where it talks about what if somebody has a baby has two heads. The person has two heads, which one does he wear tefillin on? The Gemara talks about can that really be possible, but it's according to that, he says, Kol zeh b'she'elos ha'shashu rakuf echad, v'nola b'shnei rashin. The whole question of the Gemara, whether it really came true or not, is by one body and two heads. But masha'enke, b'maisa sholofaneinu, but in our case, says the Shvus Yaakov, she'gufim u'kolakim, it's two different bodies. The vade trei gufin, and it was definitely considered two gufim, two bodies, gamar partufin v'rashim im shnayim. And also the partufin, the faces and the heads are two. They're just dovot b'kad katam. And then he adds in, v'ein kol chadash tachas ha'shemesh. There's nothing new under the sun. Shekein Heitz, why? Where was this ever before in history? Shekein Heitz, B'tchila Sabriya. This is the way it was in the beginning of the creation, K'tiyisa Be'ervin, as it says in Ervin on our daf, Uben Midrashim, Du Partsufim Bera'am, as we're going to have in a minute. The Pasuk refers to this creation in the plural, Bera'am. Shenemer Zachar Nekeva Bera'am, Ba'ikra Shemam Adam, Be'ava B'shal Yidvukim Kol Aguf, Still Mikri Shnei Brius. And then he goes on, fascinating to discuss, what do you do regarding tefillin? Where do you put tefillin? Do you wear two tefillins between the two sets of eyes? What do you do Yidin Yerusha? He says, Pashit, that they're the Yorish two Chalakim. Can they get married? He says, technically they can't get married because you can never be Mishamish your wife in front of somebody else, and the other person is always there. What about, he says, maybe the father, though, is Yotzei Puravu with having this double child. Because if it could be a boy and a girl. The doctors have told me, though, that it's by Siamese twins, it's impossible. It's exactly the same DNA makeup, so it's either two boys or two girls. But at least theoretically, you can be Yotzei Pru Uravu with just this being. And then he talks about, what about Chalitza? He says the right one to do Chalitza because the Yamin is always Adif. And we have a lot of different Shilas. But at the end, he ends off saying, Nirali Ludina, this is all what I think, V'rachmana Lishafinhu should save us, Mikol Bria Mishuna Umaguna. That's what he ends off. But that's related. First thing he quotes is our Gemara. Okay, continues the Gemara. Where are we? After the Mabul. Second skinny medium line. Bishlam Adam are parts of Hanan Dosin Vayitzer Treyudin. According to one who said there's two parts Sufin, I understand. Double two yuds, one for each part. So Elam Adam are Zan of my Vayitzer. According to one who says tail. So what's the Vayitzer, the double yuds? Because the Shimon Pasi is to teach us Shimon Pasi, which we had in Brachos. There are Shimon Pasi. Oili mi Yitzri, oili mi Yotzri. Rashi explains, Oi woe for my Yitzahara, one for my Yotzri, my creator. If I do good, my Yitzahara jumps on my back. If I do bad, my Yotzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, jumps on my back. So either way, woe is me. That's the two yuds, the Yitzri and Yotzri. Bishmal, I'm on the parts of Hainit Tzav Zachar Nekev Bera'am. According to the one who says two parts of him, I understand this plural. Bera'am, he created them, because there's two beings connected here. Almandamar Zanav, my Zachar Nekev Bera'am. Born who said Zanav, the tail. What does it mean? He created them. It's one being. Look at the Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo himself asks the steerer this contradiction between two psukim. Rabbi Avo, Rami Ksiv, Zachron Akeva Bera'am. Rabbi Avo says, one pasuk says, male and female, he created them. Viksiv, and the other pasuk says, B'samo Akim Bara Oso. He created him. Is it a him or is it a them? So says the Gemara, B'tchila also B'machshava Libros Shnayim. At the beginning, B'tchila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought to create it as two. U'lubasof lo nivra ela echad. But then he decided to create it as one. Right, so this is always, but what do you say? Kaviyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a change of heart. What does this mean? So the Marsha says, in Ksuba, says, maybe this is connected to, like, we say by Rosh Hashanah. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world of B'midas Adin, but he said he couldn't work, so he created B'midas Harachim. So what do we hear, too? Why did he change his mind? Why did he create it? He wanted to create it as two, but then he changed his mind and created it as one. But then what happened? Then he split. He split on the Machavet. So that's what he got anyway in the first place. So what did Dafka have to, he thought, wanted to create it as two, then create it as one, then he had to split it. So what's going on here? So the Rishonim already, talk about an idea, which is expanded upon by the Barshan Ksubis there, but I'll read to you the beautiful Lashon of the Gra in Mishlei. The Gra in his commentary in Mishlei is one of a few things, I think, that the Gra himself wrote. Most of what we have from the Gra are from his Talmidim. All the Mefarshim, the Kol Eliyahu, the Deres Eliyahu, all those are from Talmidim. I think, I'm not 100% sure, that the Gra himself wrote his commentary on Mishlei. But there in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud, he says, what does that mean? Tchila Olav Machshava? He says, Chichas Mashalmi Shinui. Is there Shinui regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ella, no. He says, no. Shema Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es HaIsha Hu K'dei Lios Lo Le'ezer. The point of a wife to Adam, says the Gra, is to be a help, to be an Ezer. Chimato Elos Bash K'shem Guf Echad. If they would ultimately stay as one Guf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to split them. Because to be married, you can't be married, you know, you have to everybody's different. You have to be married to somebody different in order to have a perfect marriage. You're not the exact same person. They complement each other. You know, one person's cold, one person's hot, one person's the good, that pays the bills, and one person this. You have to complement each other. Not always, a man and a wife are always something's very different, but they complement each other. So you can't remain as guf echa. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu had a split. Why couldn't he create that? Why couldn't he create them as split? The ikar ataklus yush yushnai, and that's the ultimate purpose, that they should be two. Why did he do that at first? It's a beautiful Sheva Brachas Torah. Why? Because Baruch Hu had already put in the Bria that man and woman should get married. If Kadosh Baruch Hu created them separately to start off with, they would never get married. They would be different, and if two people are so different, how could they ever get married? Because they're not connected in any way. Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu creates them together in the first place. When a person finds the correct mate, so it's as if they're coming back to the unit that was. Each person is a half a person until they come back. Right? The Gemara says you're not a shalem until you get married, because you're completing the half that was. And that's the Gemara about Arbam Yom Kodem Yisir Tafalah. The Baskel goes out because that's relating back to what happened by Adam Arishon. V'zeo betchila, says the Gemara. That's betchila. Hal bimach, why betchila? Because that's the goal. That's what betchila means. He wants to be Shnayim, because Shnayim is the goal. But the only way to have Shnayim that could come together is to be able to already put it into the Bria that they would want to, that marriage is really returning to the ultimate unit that was at the time of creation. And I notice there's even one line, the Machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban in Parshas Brachos, that where the Ramban refers to this idea in one line. The Pasuk says, V'hayu akon yazav ishav zavav esimo, v'davak b'ishav, v'hayu lo basar echad. It should be like one basar. What does one baser mean? Rashi says it means the child. The child is a representative of the flesh of the husband and the wife. Says the Ramban, no, because that's not unique to people. Even animals have baser echaden, and this seems to be like something unique to people. Says the Ramban, it's about the relationship. Animals don't have relationships. Even the monogamous animals, penguins or whatever, the other animals, they don't have relationships. But he says, Anochem be'inai, ki behema v'chaya ein lohem dveikus b'nekevo sehen. Avol yobo zachor alezim nekeva shim suviyachu. So that's why the Pasuk emphasizes, and this line is related to us. Because the Nekeva and the Zachar were one flesh, one person, one bones. That's what is Ma'afsher. That's what later allows the husband and the wife to come back to each other. He'll want to be with her. So that's what the Ramban writes in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chavdalet of Brachos, that it's already in the Rishonim already. The Gra expands on it, but that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu first created one, then created two, and then first created one, then had to create two, then one, and then split us, in order for marriage to be possible. Okay, and the Marshan Ksubit also talks about this as well. Continues the Gemara, first wide line. If I understand again, according to one says partu created two parts of and so you have to close up the flesh, because if you take off the face, you gotta close up the flesh. But according to one that says tail, then you just took off an extra piece. What are you closing up? No, it means the place where you cut off a tail. You gotta close that up, that spot. According to one who says now Zana fits in well, I understand that the verb by even, and he had to build a chava out of a tail. Among them are parts of my even, but if you already have a part of the whole face there, she's already built. So what's by even? Two possibilities. Number one, like the Shimon Menasya. Number one, like the Shimon Menasya, the Darshan Shimon Menasya, by even Hashem Elokim is at Sela. What does it mean? Melamed Shekila la Hakadosh Baruch Hu lechava, the Hevia la Adam Arishon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu braided Chava's hair, made her beautiful, and brought her to Adam Arishon to get married. Shekein b'krachi hayam koron l'kliyasa b'niyasa. Because in the islands out in the yam, they called braiding b'niyasa. That's how Vayiven means braiding. Dover acher, or another pshat, what else could Vayiven mean? Vayiven Hashem Elokim Amar Chizkiah Vayomer Lo Vasis Atana Melamed Shebana Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lachava Kebinyan Otzar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the female as a binyan otzar, built like a storage container, that, and that's meant in the best way possible, as we'll see. Ma otzar zeh rachav milamata v'katzim milamala kedil kabel asaperos. Just like an otzar, in order to have a storage barrel or a storage place, which will function properly, it has to be wider at the bottom and narrower on top, so it could hold. If it was wider at the top, it would fall over. So just like that's a proper storage. So to Kadosh Baruch Hu made a woman wider, lower down, and thinner on top. Meaning the nature of women is as they mature, their hips get wider. So why does Kadosh Baruch Hu give a woman wider hips? It's part of the Siyanta Deshmaya, part of the divine plan, in order for a woman to be able to hold a child. Because if a woman is the most wide at the shoulders, and then and then she has the baby, she's gonna tip over whenever she gets pregnant. Kadosh Baruch Hu Dafka created, that's the second shot of what Vayiven is. Vayiven, he created her, he built her like this. Vayiviel Adam, finishing the darshaning the pasuk, and he brought her to man. Malamet she'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu shishbinus l'adam arishon. What does it mean that he brought her? It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu walked Chava down the aisle. He was her, the shushbin, to Adam Harishon. Right? Rashi here says, what's a shushbin? Rashi says, third line, shenishtadel b'chisuno l'samcho u'l'hisasik b'tzorachisu d'schupa. He made the wedding. He helped make the wedding. So he was the shushbin for Adam Harishon. Khan, what do you learn from here that Hashem did that? L'gadol she asked shushpinus l'katan. A gadol, even a very chashuv person, should be involved in making the wedding for a katan, for somebody who's lower down. V'al yeralo, and he shouldn't be evil in his eyes, something that he shouldn't be involved in. Okay, finishes up the Gemara. Landa amar parts of Haman Sage Bereisha. According to the one who says it was du partsufin, they were two faces. Which face went first? Was it Adam's face? Which one was the front? Which was the back? Amar Rachman Bar Yitzchak, Rachman Yitzchak tells us a very somewhat difficult connection to our case, but Mistavra the Zachar Sagi Bereisha, the Zachar, the male must have gone first, right? Adam must have gone first. Why? Tanya, because the Brisa says, "Lo yihalach Adam achorei isha baderech afilu hiyisto." Right, a man can't walk behind a woman on the road, even his wife. Right, so again, it's strange. There's two different people, and here it's you're looking backwards. Zafka don't see if it was the other face. Okay, but some Afarshim ask. At least the message is. You don't have to take it literally. But it's that's the halacha. A person shouldn't walk behind the woman. Afilu hi ishto. Why afilu hi ishto? Rashi here explains a little bit. Shu gnailo. Rashi says first skinny line is a gnai. Not exactly sure what that means. It's damna lagesher. We'll talk about it more in a minute. It's damna lagesher. He's talking to lestadin. If you're passing a woman on a bridge, go to the side. Don't go right behind her. Chala over achare isha benar in lokel kolam haba. And if somebody goes after a woman in the river, where it's a place, Rashi explains where a woman is crossing and she has to lift up her clothes in order to, if they don't, not to get wet, and a person's there, ein lo chelek lo olam haba. That person has no chelek in olam haba. And two horrors. Number one, it says v'chol ha'over, people who are over. So it doesn't sound like it's a one-time thing. If you're this type of person who is over, all these things of ein lo chelek lo olam haba, somebody who does this, many times. Number one. Number two, and that's an important, what is the issue here? Is the issue of histaklus? Some Rishonim in the Rambam seems to say it's a histaklus issue. The Meiri here says there's a chashad issue. People are going to see you following the woman. Either way, that's the halacha in the Gemara. Interesting shuva in the Mincha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zaman, was asked by the Tzitz Eliezer. So only at the end, in Simin Sadek Aleph, and Chelag Aleph, Simin Sadek Aleph, Oz Chav Gimel. It was asked by the Tzitz Eliezer, what happens if you're about to get on a bus, and you see an Eishes Chaver, a very chashuv of a woman coming down, and you want to let her go on the bus first, right off derech eretz. But if you violate this halacha of following a woman, so what should you do? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you look in the language of the Shulchan Aruch says, paga isha bashuk. So paga isha bashuk, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you happen to meet. Sounds like you usually wouldn't, usually don't, and here you are paga isha bashuk. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it sounds like kiyadua, that earlier in history, women never left the house. Kol kavud bas mal pnima, they never left the house. And he quotes even the Shita Tachzan Sofer, the big issue why married women, many hold that married women should not light their own Hanukkah candles. And the various, we had a share in it, various reasons. But the Tachzan Sofer is quoted as saying that because women are never outside, so and you have to light outside the chatzer, therefore that's why the minhag develops, even though nowadays women do go outside. But again, even in the Tachzan Sofer's time, a couple hundred years ago, women didn't go out. But Lachain, he says with Shlomo Zalman, so then there's going to be a chashash gadol that if you're not used to that, and then it's a choser tznius. But here, says Rosh Hashanah, he's going to run away from behind one woman, he's going to be behind another woman. There are plenty of women. There are even more women outside than men, says Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot of pritzos, says Shlomo Zalman, and listen to this great line. The parts that we started off the daf with, parts is meruba al ha'omed. That's why this is in Maseches Eiravin. Famous Baishim, lehistakel be'isha gam b'faneo. V'achein yirle niyazdaiti b'makam mitzvah, b'makam sarach, ein tamachar b'zmaneinu. So already says b'zman hazeh, because we're so used to it. Obviously, one has to keep the tzniyas, keep distance. And be careful, but at least in terms of this halacha, you know, walk down the streets of Manhattan, you know, you're always going to be behind, you know, behind somebody. So the halacha is a little different. Bisman as Tanu Rabbanan Tudat Amaratza mostly Isha. Once we're talking about a few in Yoni Tznius, we go to a little bit more. Amaratza mostly Isha Miyadul Yada Omi Yadul Yado Bishvul Histakoba. If a person counts money into a woman's hand in order that he can look at her. Even if a person has Torah and mitzvot like Moshe Rabbeinu, and he feels, oh, it's not going to affect me, he feels he's allowed to, lo yinaka midina shel gehenim, he won't be cleansed from the din of gehenim. But Allah of Omer, yad liyad, lo yinaka ra, lo yinaka midina shel gehenim. Yad liyad, a reference to that halacha. 2 points. Number one, let's say you're maratza mos miyad liyad, but not bishvil estakoba. That is mutter, the Gemara seems to say. Why? This hoshata miyad liyad. The answer is that many of the hakakas between a husband and a wife when the woman is a nida are more stringent than even a non-wife. Right? If you look at the beginning of the Aruch HaShulchan, the beginning of the siman about hakakas, he writes that this is because there's a huge kula that we have by ishto nida, and that's the heter of yichud, right? The world would be impossible if you didn't have that heter. So because of that, then Chazal created a comprehensive system of reminders for us to make sure that that we always keep our distance from Ishtonida. So that's why there are more chumras by Ishtonida than other women, but that's Hoshata Miyal Liyad. It's one of them, handing things just to another woman without Nagia, of course, but without touching, but just handing things, dropping something in the money in the cash register's hand, so that would be Mikra Din okay. But here the Gemara says, the Histakel, but that's the problem, number one. Number two is the verb Histakel. In English, there are different verbs that we could use for looking. It's what we will call three verbs I'll give you. Glancing, looking, staring, or gazing. Those are a few different words. So Gemara here says histaklus. Histaklus is not glancing. Because glancing, you know, you have to go on a bus. You have to, you're walking down the street. So sometimes we glance, we see something that's, we just look away right away. But histaklus is at least the second level of looking. That shouldn't be, that we should have to make sure we stay away from. That we should have to guard our eyes, that we shouldn't even be histakla looking. Gazing for sure, staring for sure. But even looking, that second level, is something that we should stay away from. Amr of Nachman, Manoach Am Ha'aretz Haya. Rav Nachman says Manoach was an Am Ha'aretz, at least regarding a certain halacha. Shneamar, why? Because it says Vayakom Vayelach Manoach Achrei Ishto. Because it says Manoach went after his wife, right? When he wanted to go see the Malach Hashem of that his wife was right that told him that he was going to have a son called Shimshon. Again, it's difficult, but he had to go after his wife. His wife said there was a Malach there. Either way, that's what Rav Nachman says. We're going to reject this in a minute anyway. Maskev la Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak elamiata gabi Elkana. But you're going to say, what do you mean? You're going to say every time it says that in Tanakh, the Ranam Aretz, Elkana, the father of Shmuel, the Chsiva Yigalef Elkana Achar Ishto Hachinami. You're going to say he's also an Am Aretz, right? Tosfos and Brachos points out there is no such pasuk, but not for now. If you look on the side, it talks about it. But gabi Elisha, the Chsiva Yakom Yilach Acharei Hachinami. Elisha, the great Elisha and Hanavi said also he's an Am Aretz. Ella, what does it mean? Don't take it literally. Ella Acharei Dvarav Eitz Sasa. It means it went after the her Eitzes. Hachinami Acharei Dvarav Eitz Sasa. It means he went after the aces of his, the advice of his wife, but not that he really followed. Amar of Ashi, well, the Maida Amar of Nachman Manoch Ma'aretz, another problem. Well, you Rav Nachman said Manoch Ma'aretz, if you really hold that, Afilu Be Rav Nami Lo Chorus, then you're in effect saying that he didn't even learn Pesukim and Chumash, because there's a Pasuk in Chumash that tells us this halacha. Tachsiv, it says in Pasuk in Chayisara, Atagam Rivka Ben Arusev, Atakavna Hagamalim, Rivka got up when she came back with Eliezer and got up on the camels. She went after the man. Why does it add in that phrase? To teach me that she went afterwards and not before. Period. Amar of Yochanan. Also, Chazal, we had at the end of Brachas. Acharei Ari v'lo acharei Isha. It's better to go after a lion and not after a woman. Acharei Isha v'lo acharei Avodas Kochavim. Better after a woman, though, and not after an Ovid Avodas Zara. Acharei Avodas Kochavim. V'lo, what's the worst? Acharei Beis HaKnesses B'Shar Chatzibur Mispalin. Going behind the shul when a tzibur is davening. And already Rashi and the Mefarshim in Brachas, when this Gemara first came up, pointed out, this is talking about when there's only one shul in town and they're davening and you're not going in. That's near a kofar, right? Where else? This is the only place you could be davening. If you have other shuls, you're allowed to walk by. But if it's the only shul, it appears that you're rejecting a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you don't want to daven, and that's the problem. Next statement of Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, kolos an Hashem, shay Adam Rishon nidui. All those years that Adam Rishon was excommunicated from Hashem after he was thrown out of Gan Eden, holy ruchin v'sheid v'leilin. Amazing line. He was molded, he reproduced spirits and demons and other kinds of demons. Shenemar, as it says, vayichi Adam shloshim hashana, vayol b'dimusok etzamo. It says Adam was 130 years old and he gave birth to children in his form, in his image. Nechvalta ada imma. Mashma up till now, lab katama olid. Mashma beforehand, he had children not in his image. Right? And that's why we darshan, he had these ruchin and shaden and leilin. There are even midrashim that talk about that he added in the word kofim to this chazal. Not just spirits and demons, but kofim, meaning monkeys. So I like to say that we believe in the anti-evolution. Chas v'shalom, that monkeys or gorillas ever developed into people. We reject that wholeheartedly. But the opposite is true. Man could degenerate into monkeys. Right? And man could degenerate into ruch and shade and have these lower level. Chas v'shalom yavak. Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, Bekoma Gavoa, right? Fully, right? Adam HaRishon was created. But the opposite, a lot of these fossils or whatever, they say there's resemblances. And Achinami, that might have been the opposite. Might have been based on this Gemara and this Chazal. But that is the opposite of evolution, anti-evolution. Okay, Meisvei. Answer the Gemara. Hayir Meir Omer Adam HaRishon Chasid Gadol Haya. Adam HaRishon was very pious. Keep it short, and because tell Yada. Once he saw that he caused Misa to the world, Yashav B'tayin is Meir Shloshim Shana. He's fasted for 130 years. Upirishman Isha Meir Shloshim Shana, and he was parish from his wife for 130 years. The hell was here to attain him up. Sorrow Meir Shloshim Shana, and he wrapped thorns of figs around his basar for 130 years. Again, that's the 130 from the pasuk before. So the kashrut you see here, he wasn't with his wife. So how could he have any kids? Even these lower level types of ruch and shade of aleilin. The Gemara says you're right. Kikam Rinan, he didn't really have those ruch and shade of aleilin from Chava. Came from a different source. Kikam Rinan hu b'shichva zera the chazal onse. No, he had some type of emission from him, and that somehow caused these to come out. Obviously, if a man and a woman are together, then they would have a human. But maybe out of the shichva zera came. He was on a very low level spiritually. Came these other types of spirits. Interesting. So a few of the Bali Musa say, why Dafke? He fasted, he separated from his wife, and he put it as zirze to Einim. The three things that he did wrong. He fasted because he ate from the Eitz Hadas. He was parted from his Isha because it was Chava who gave him the advice. And he wrapped his zirze to Einim on his basar because there are different opinions in Maseches Brachos. What was the tree? So one of them was that it was a Taina tree. So that's why he wrapped these thorns of the Taina tree around. Second line. Remember, all of these statements are in the name of the same person. The mixa shivcha shel adam omrim b'fanav. Mixa shevach of a person you can say in front of him, v'kulo shel b'fanav, but don't give him his whole praise in front of him, only when he's not there. Mitzah shivcha b'fanav, why is that? So Rashi here says, k'nira k'machnif. Right? If you give his whole praise in front of him, it appears that you're fawning him, and you look bad. Other mefarshim say, no, it's just that you're going to make him a balgaiva. Either way, either it's bad for you or it's bad for him. But either way, mixa shivcha b'fanav. What's the makar mitzvah? Shem Kalafanav, as Rashi quotes Allah Torah, Dechsiv, by Noah. When Hashem says to Noah, I'm going to save you, he says, because I know you're a tzaddik. Kulo Shlobafanav, and earlier you say the whole thing, Shlobafanav, Dechsiv, at the beginning of the parasha, Noah is tzaddik tamim, Hayabadarazak. So you see, it gives a greater description of when it's just talking about him, when it's not talking to him. That's how you know Shlobafanav is great. When the Yonah came back to Noah, he had the olive branch ripped in its mouth. Amar Yomel Fei Kadosh Baruch Hu, why dafka an olive branch? The Yonah said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, you mizonos hamirun kizayis, your my mizonos should be bitter as a olive branch. That's why the olive umusron biyatcha. I'd rather get my parnasa, my food, my sustenance from you, while you mizukim kitvash v'tzulim ber basav adam. And I'd rather get that rather than being as sweet as honey and dependent on people. And how do you know that's referring to food? Teref. Because in the other pasuk, it says tariff the lashon and puts it with lechem. That's how you know this referring to bread. Rav Shechter quotes this chazal to when he emphasizes the importance of supporting a family and making being able to support oneself, whether you're in chinuch or rabbanus, whether you're in any other profession. But it says here, it says Yonah said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'd rather get my bitter food from you, Mr. Biyotcha, rather than rely on somebody else and have it mitzukim midvash. very important. It's but with this one of the makaros and chazal, you have to support yourself, and you have to make sure that at least at a certain stage of life, you know, you have to be totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not totally on Basav Adam, like the Yonah was. Bali must have pointed out, well, this was Karas HaTov for Noah. Noah took care of him for so many years and and this is what he said. He said, I don't want your food. Again, you have to take it, you have to know what the message is of the Chazal, because also Noah sent the Yonah out in B'makam Sakana. So either way, you have to realize the HaKaras HaTov. There's one more line. Rabbi Yehuda ben Elazar, Kovai Shishmabu Divrei Torah B'Laila, any house that hear Divrei Torah in a night, Shuv Eino Nechrav, it will not be destroyed. Shneemar, as the pasuk says, "Vol Amar Ayel Kausai, no saints me rest for Laila." Nobody will say, "Where is Hashem, my Maker, the Maker of the house?" Because it won't be destroyed. No saints me rest for Laila, one who sings at night. So the Rashi here says, "Why at night?" Because the voice, the call is Nishma from far away. The Rambam in Hilchos Tamei Torah says, "No, that's nothing to do with how loud you are." But the Rambam says this special secret, special schoolus of learning at night. Ein Rina Shal Torah Ela B'Laila, and that's why it's so important to the Razei Torah. Are this special quality of nighttime. That's why he writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tamei Torah that it's very important to learn at night. And if you have a chance to learn by day or by night, it's better to learn at night. Now, you might say you're more tired, you don't have the head for it. Okay, learn whenever you can learn to learn. But there is a special quality of learning at night. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue.